What's up, guys? Welcome back to the project, Project Jira here. We've got another video podcast. How are you guys doing today? Let me know in the comments below. Post over on the video podcast over on YouTube. I believe Spotify doesn't allow for that or any of the podcasting platforms, but over on YouTube you can. So main questions, of course, first of all, how are you guys doing? What is the main highlight over the past 24 hours in your particular day? Again, privacy, confidential, don't put any personal information. What was the main highlight? What was probably one of the main frustrations that you experienced? And how did you kind of overcome or move on? You know, or you can just vent. Maybe sometimes you just don't overcome it, but you can talk about it for sure. And I'd love to read and hear what your comments and just sharing. So for me, in this particular case, here's what we're covering in this video. This is what I had to deal with and what I was working on. When I say deal with, this almost sounds like a negative thing, but it's also just stuff you have to do. It's just, again, this is slice of life plus IRL, put together, mishmash, slice of life, and in real life responsibilities, authentic VR paradox. Anyways, let's get right to it. The previous video, if you follow from that, two videos ago, we just covered this strap here. I have something to showcase. The buttons have been adjusted. The little knobs here, again, from Amazon. You can check that on the previous podcast, but in this particular one and in the previous episode, we covered mostly on security software, antiviral software, malware protection. So we moved from physical security over, so this anti-theft strap over onto for your wallets and your pouches and stuff like that. Very interesting thing. And then we're covering now things relating to anti-malware software, personal protection, identity fraud, identity theft, and so on and so forth. And some solutions to that. So of course, if you are using your own antivirus software and stuff like that, I'm pretty sure, or maybe you're just using, if you're by Windows PC, Microsoft Defender itself, that's the kind of stuff we're touching on. So in this case, this is a continuum from the previous one. And so we shifted from the previous video covering banking, finances, credit cards, and stuff like that, and using software to and checking on our protection, our personal information that is being monitored by fraud protection companies, typically things like Bitdefender, Kaspersky, McAfee, Norton Antivirus, stuff like that. They have their own packages for, you know, overall identity theft protection. And so that's related to credit. And as you see right here on the bottom right hand side, we have me Googling and Bing, just credit. Of course, I logged in, made a payment to my credit card through my banking account. And so, you know, I'm not going to showcase my actual banking institution or my credit card, but you can see on the bottom right, here is bank, right? So bank, just Googling and Bing bank. And then here's another one here for credit cards. So that's basically what we did. I'm going to pause, time freeze, 3, 2, 1. And here, that was just a little playful intermission here. And now here we are back into, say the homepage for logging into, so for example, Bitdefender. And receiving notifications about when your information is found on the dark web, specifically what piece of information was corroborated, for example, a password or an email address or a date of birth or a passport, whatever, all that kind of important stuff. So we got rid of those two tabs, one to credit and banking, and then just kind of showcase that we logged in. We also cleared the history. We can close this as well. Bitdefender, we signed in, right? Found out on one of our antivirus softwares or fraud protection what was missing, or what was, sorry, not missing, but made available that shouldn't have been disclosed, found on, say, the dark web or whatever. And if we hop on over to settings here for a moment, I'm wondering if it's going to be fair enough to showcase. After all, over here on the settings on Microsoft Bing, for example, Microsoft Edge browser, we have all this security features here, privacy search and services, tracking prevention. So here's a privacy search of services for blocked trackers. You can see Vimeo, Enciton, Choosel, basically all the cookies and trackers time blocked 800 times for the top one here, automatic down here, further down, Zamanta, the sites seen on. Basically, these are all the thing, all the different sites and all the trackers that are made available. Usually a lot of this has to do with ads and marketing, right? Installed into different websites which are passing by, but you can see on the left-hand side the settings, sidebar, appearance, download, default browser, and this one has to do with privacy search and services, of course, any browser you use, whether it's Chrome and so on and so forth, will touch upon those topics. So that's why I wanted to mention here as well. It's really important because after logging into credit bank accounts that you log into, you would, of course, as usual, delete and clear your browser history and cache, just to make sure that it's all gone. And I actually have several of these tabs here open. For example, I can close that one as well. Here's another one, tracking prevention, basic, balanced, strict. Always use strict when prevention when browsing in private, clear browsing data, and so on and so forth. And you can see, of course, there are all these settings here like block trackers, exceptions, balanced, basic, clear browsing data. You can clear it and then choose what to clear. I won't click on it because if I click on it, it'll showcase, I believe, showcases some information that shouldn't be shown. I won't say specifically what, but I have at least three of these tabs open here because I cleared my history at least three times. So I'm just going to go ahead, pop over and close over the block trackers. Maybe that'll be interesting actually. So I'll close these two here relating to times I cleared my cache, and or three times really, and three, four times I really cleared the cache. So you can throw all three of those tabs away. And then here's another tab here that follows into why I would use it. So for example, I mentioned previously in the previous episode, we were covering a little bit more about why you might use antivirus softwares for protecting some. It's not why everyone uses it by default, but what would you be protecting? For example, here is an example of that. Aside from logging to your banking credit card platforms, there's also here on Amazon, for example. And I signed in because I wanted to make a purchase, for example, for this Niwi in here, this anti-theft thing. And we've touched upon this previously, but and we're going to do a video in the future about this. So, or maybe it was just right now about this product right now. So this is the Niwin anti-theft hidden underarm strap wallet, pocket holster, phone shoulder strap. It's just a long bunch of long string of keywords here. Total price of $45 if you add on something else, which I didn't. So it's only for about $30. And so of course, when I made the purchase over on Amazon, in fact, I can probably hop over to display right now and make this a lot larger for a moment. And see it better because we're gonna do, it seems more like a review right now. But how interesting it is, of course, that we're talking about security on the digital platform, and then we're also talking about physical security here, right? So this is the product technical details, parts dimension, classic 6 centimeters, 21 centimeters. Of course, I am wearing this. You can see this in the little webcam right now. That's this right here. If I stand up for a moment, you would be able to see that, but I'll do that afterwards. So here is the Niwin anti-theft hidden underarm strap wallet, pocket holster, phone shoulder holster bag, leisure double shoulder pouch. Sounds almost like you know, one of those like elementary school rhymes you go through. All the different graphics pictures here. You got the dimensions: 14.5 centimeters, 15 centimeters, 23 centimeters, and a very nice graphic there. Of course, here all the show them showing the two compartments that are available, how you can adjust them, how they're attached by straps. Here's them trying to make you sound like a spy or something. It's not really that important that you make you sound like a spy, but for practical purposes, if you look on the side here, it goes really neatly underneath your arm, so underarm shoulder strap kind of thing. And here is, I guess this is for one of those like really edgy kids, I guess you really want that. I have more on the lines of PTSD myself, so it's kind of slightly different reasons, but nevertheless, I guess it looks kind of similar. And here are the different colors. You got this blue one, apparently you have this brown one, and you have the black one. I got the black, of course. A bit more expensive, just $2-3, it's okay. So material is faux leather, style is classic, buckle, ambidextrous. Material, adjustable, reliable buckles, rugged design, wallet not easy to loosen and fall. Anti-theft, innovation, innovative design. Everyone uses that word. Wear over a t-shirt or over a jacket or a business suit. So it's pretty much can be used anywhere. And it's 4.1 stars out of 5,500 ratings. So it's not bad at all, 54%. And if I go further down, you can see other competitors that do similar things, but I don't think any of these really compare to this one. This one is by far the cheapest for its quality. It's just the best, money for value or whatever. quality materials, adjustable strap, soft, made from soft PU leather, anti-theft. It's a compact, lightweight, comfortable, easy to wear. I agree, I'm wearing it right now. It feels very comfortable. Left pocket and right pocket. Small wallets, card holders, keys, notepads. That's what you can use it for. Left pocket, it's kind of flat basically. You can store keys there. Notepads, headphones. Headphones? What? The right pocket is for ideal for phones. The screen's 6 inches. Elastic band can fit up to 6.5. It's a great gift choice. I don't know. Customer questions and answers. How long is the shipping going to take? So on and so forth. Customer reviews. And here are some images here. Someone's taking a picture of themselves. I think I should probably start reviewing a lot of the products that I haven't done. I haven't reviewed, but I should. Anyways. Mentions that make sure well made. Great quality. Phone harness, shoulder, wallet adjustable. 4.1 comfort. 3.9 value for money. And 3.3 sturdiness. So that's not doing too well over there. Pretty low on that end. Alludes to Hollywood shoulder holsters, but not as functional as the real thing, that's for sure. Good product, plasticky but good worth, good buy. Noticeable pros, good material, decent adjusting straps, stylish sleek. Cons, couple slightly uncut adjusting holes on the left. Yeah, they're not large enough, that's for sure, so you have to press it in with your fingers really hard to get it through. Hint of that 1930s flair. Love it, incredibly comfortable, adjustable, just to fit the right feel, can be integrated into many wardrobe styles. Sleek, sharp, intriguing to the eye of bystanders. Comfort and convenience. Anyways, yeah, good products, and so on and so forth, all the reviews. So we basically logged into Amazon, and we can also say that we also dropped by over here, and this is the Amazon MasterCard. Which is a very, very poor ratings right here. But basically, if we log in here and we were, you know, thinking of applying, obviously we would, that's a good way to make use of your antivirus software. Make sure that you do have that kind of stuff running when you do this. So 6.66% customer reviews, I mean 66.5 star. Ironically, this one seems higher than, but they have a lot of 1-star reviews, top reviews here. I'm not going to go through this, am I? But tempting, not sure about fees. Tangerine is better. 1,700 people. Has a welcome promo for the first 3 months, but has 2% cash back up to 3 categories. Beats Amazon's 1.5 grocery stores. I was expecting more. Oh, let me sum up everything here. And this one has 23,000 views. This is crazy. But it's a 1% Amazon rewards card. To save you time, understanding, and ultimate your credit, I took time to get all information, fees, warranty, interest rate, rewards, foreign exchange rates, and then at the very, very bottom, all in all, it's an okay credit card if you are a big Amazon shopper, but as far as rewards and perks, Amazon could do better. Okay, and that's about it. So, yeah. And it puts a 1-star rating. That's hilarious. Tempting, but not sure about fees. Sounds really great, and I applied for one. Worries me looking to fine print, ask for 7.5 balance transfers. Update rate, talk over phone with MBNA, bank which issues the card, explain that you don't pay any fee anyway. 845 found helpful. Oh wait, so basically, long story short, we have a credit card here, and then we had a purchase over there for the anti-theft stuff. Automatic cash back, trial confidence, no annual fee, earn 150 rewards in the first 6 months, basically $3,000 of purchase in that first half year, and then you get $150 back in rewards. After that, it goes back to something really, really low, like 2.5% on little purchases, and 2.5% here on Prime, only for Prime. So, yeah, and no annual fee and stuff like that. But basically, this is some, you know, more credit-related stuff I thought was worth mentioning, because I logged into Amazon and I said, of course, that's why it was important. Okay. I think that covers everything that I want to talk about in this particular video. It's more than I imagined, because there's some stuff here that I didn't realize. I had so many tabs for settings open, that kind of I found kind of annoying. And in fact, I might even want to close the tab here over on the trackers. Yeah, and surprisingly, we actually covered the reviews for this strap here, the Nuin strap as well. And if I hop over to the backdrop scene, you can see over here. That's that. There are some more Amazon products. I think we can cover them on another day, having to do with security once again. So it looks like locks and stuff like that. But first, the main topic is going to be security. So I want to talk about still identity theft protection and business related materials in the next video. If not, we'll cover the camera and so on and so forth. So there's some equipment in the back, which is physical stuff. So we might hop on over to that. Depends on what task we're going to focus on. And we still have receipts here. So, I have no idea what we're going to cover next. But it could be financial receipts and purchases. Should be interesting. What are we going to cover? What do we purchase? Who knows? You'll find out in the next one. But next few episodes, it could also be, like I said, over here on the bottom right. This equipment that was passed over to me, I'm holding it on behalf of my buddy. It's some modems and stuff like that, as well as a camera, security camera. Could be that as well. Another topic to look forward to is, again, on here, we have something to do with Usana Health Science businesses. And if I can allude to it, just hop over to this tab over here. You'll see this is yet another example of, you know, if it's business-related expenses with a major purchase there as well. On a recurring basis. So again, we're going to cover that, or government housing, again, private information. So again, it's all stuff that is very relevant to you guys. If you are searching, you know, if you have some ties with, you know, you need some help right now with financial assistance, maybe you're on some sort of a program that helps you out with your finances, whether it's a community organization, maybe it's employment services, maybe it's business tax services, you know, stuff like that. All relevant stuff. If you're focused on, you know, if you're a bookkeeper, you know, if you have security, let's see what's coming next. So I'll see you guys in the next one. Again, leave your stories in the comments below. I always like to read that, and I'm going to try to commit to myself doing that as well. One more thing I want to mention, but should really be a topic for its own. I'm just going to say here at the very end, lessons to be learned, I wish, from if I hadn't had to be my own father and being my own kind of like great grandfather, I try to be a whole family myself, but I would like to be able to provide these topics to other people, like drawing some inspiration from another YouTuber out here who basically creates topics, and he's like this online dad for other people, for orphan kids and stuff like that. And whenever we need it, that's super relatable. Peloton, so I just want to throw that out there. These are topics for people who need it, who don't have much of a role model. I don't think that really happens in this day and age. Everything's still available, and we're kind of past that day and age where I think people are kind of, you know, of broken families and single moms and stuff like that. I don't know. Don't know if there's still a need. That's something that I can tell that I got a little bit personal, because I'm looking down again and like distracting myself. Okay, so that's that. Anyways, we'll talk about business next, and sciences. So maybe we'll talk about that. So it could be next. That it could be any variety of the topics that I mentioned. So as you know, there. Thanks for tuning into this lo-fi ASMR talk chat kind of thing, slice of life. I'll see you guys in the next one. This is Rishav signing out. Peace. Yeah. Make use of this scene, right?